You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Jody Johnson, president and co-owner of an Action Coach business coaching firm in Miami, Florida. Jody works with clients to help them realize their dreams through thriving and successful businesses. Jody, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell me a little bit about your background and how you became one of the country's top coaches.
Well, my background is actually, believe it or not, in emergency nursing. I was the clinical manager at one of the big teaching hospitals here in Miami on the night shift. And that was my background. From there, I went into business. And believe it or not, those skills that I learned there translated to what I'm doing with business owners and coaching them to grow their businesses, identify resources, be able to get to the heart of the matter, so to speak, quickly, are all things that are serving me and them very well over here in this business today. Getting to be one of the top coaches in the country, I would say, as you could imagine, in the onset of this, I had a vertical learning curve for areas of business that I didn't know anything about. Although I was raised the daughter of entrepreneurs and was surrounded by entrepreneurs, there were plenty of things that I didn't know, and so I just made it my business to attend courses and read every book I could get my hands on in the early years, and continue that kind of learning today. There's a little saying that you've got to learn before you earn, and that E only comes before L in the dictionary, but not in business.
Interesting. Now, what types of businesses and business owners do you work with?
We work with all kinds of businesses, manufacturers, a lot of professional services, interior design, attorneys, doctors, authors, retail facilities, pharmacies, product brokers, all kinds of businesses. So there's not one particular one that we do or don't do exactly, but the predominant kinds of businesses that can really, really benefit from what we do fall into that professional services realm. So I'll give you a little example, Eric. The idea of an attorney very well trained in the practice and theory of law, no idea in the world how to run the business side of a law firm. So we can really help them tremendously with bringing in those resources and distinctions to their area of expertise. And I would say the kind of business owners that we work with are people who are willing to do whatever it takes to get to the next level for their business. They're willing to learn, they're willing to invest in their learning, and they're passionate about being successful at whatever it is that they're doing. That's the key kind of person who engages in business coaching and bringing in, you know, expertise into the business. They understand that they have to do that in order to go to the next level.
You often hear that in business it's never personal, but we see quite often that that's not exactly the case. Feelings do play an important role in business. Can you tell me what you're seeing with your clients currently?
Well, I just recently wrote a blog on feelings versus facts and fear versus faith. I called it the four F's in business. It's not what you think, in a two-part series. And I would say that the feelings that a business owner has along with the emotions, their attitude, and their mindset are absolutely critical to their success. A business owner that I referenced in my blog was telling me that he felt that that things were slow and that they were not doing so well that month. And when I asked him, is that a feeling or a fact, He said, well, you know, it's just been kind of quiet. I said, so it's a feeling. He responded, what do you mean? I said, well, have you looked at your numbers, yes or no? And he said, no. I said, go look at your numbers and call me back. And the feeling that he had didn't match the numbers when he went to look at them as he came back and said, well, we're actually having a great month. But he felt like they weren't, so his behaviors were consistent with we're not having a good month. He was down, and it was bringing down the energy of the team. So the emotions and the attitude are absolutely critical. I also see a lot of people in the sides of above and below the line, where below the line we're looking at blaming the economy, blaming the team, blaming the clients, blaming their vendors, making excuses or being in denial about the importance of something, you know, versus those owners that take full ownership, accountability, and responsibility for whatever is going on in their business. And they go beyond the circumstances that they're dealing with to how can I powerfully impact this? So the mindset and the emotions are very, very, very important component of how well a business owner and business overall does. If you have a mindset that's a negative or a low mindset and a good product or a good mindset and a lousy product, you're going to have mediocre results in the business. But you get a great mindset and a great product, it's sustainable and builds momentum over time. So I think it's absolutely essential that the business owner manages the energy, their own and the energy of those around them, to keep that business moving in the right direction along with excellent customer service and a wonderful product.
Today we're joined by Jody Johnson, president and co-owner of an Action Coach business coaching firm in Miami, Florida, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jody, so what can business owners do to make sure they are making their decisions based on facts rather than feelings?
Well, probably the first thing is they've got to be clear about the numbers in their business. And when I say the numbers in their business, people almost immediately think of, you know, what are the revenues? Sometimes they think of what are the profits. They hardly ever think about what is the cash position. But, you know, those are the things people think of initially, and obviously they're all very important. But they also need to know other numbers in their business, like how many people do they need to speak with on any given week or day in order for them to get one client? So what is their conversion rate? You know, what do these clients spend with them on average on any given particular sale? How many times a year or how many times a month do they buy from you? You know, what are your margins on your products and services? So they've got to establish what we call the key performance indicators, which tell them how they've done in terms of their business and business transactions, business numerics. But also the critical drivers are what are those two or three things that actually drive the business? And those are early drivers, early things that they can monitor versus the key performance indicators, which are lagging indicators of how they've done. So getting clarity on what should I be watching and what should I be monitoring in my business, and then monitoring them on either a daily or weekly or monthly basis, depending on what's appropriate. We see that with our business owners, most of them need to be doing it at least weekly, and many of them do it on a daily basis so that they know exactly what break even is hourly in their business. If it's retail, how many leads they got on any given day or week. There's a lot of numbers that need to be considered. And if they're looking at those numbers, then they can make informed decisions versus the feeling of, you know, it's slow, or I feel like, you know, we've got a lot of people in the pipeline and maybe they really don't.
If there was one system idea or structure that our listeners could implement today to better run their businesses, what would that be?
Well, I would say that probably, let me leave you with this. I would say there are the five ways to increase the profits of a business. So when we talk about getting more clients, we've got to look at how many leads actually come in and how many of those leads come in become a client. That's a conversion rate. So the number of leads is an indicator of how well you're doing in marketing, and the conversion rate is how well are you doing in sales. Very distinct, and in small businesses, many times they have them collapsed. But now you've got the customers, and the next thing to look at is what is it that they actually spend with you on average? Is it, you know, a high-ticket item they buy once a year, or is it something they would buy more frequently? On average, how much do they spend with you? And then how often do they buy? Getting clarity around those numbers tells you what your revenues are going to be, the number of clients times your average dollar sale times the number of transactions they do with you in a given period tells you what your revenues will be for that period. And then knowing what your margins are on every single one of your products or services is critical. We had a client that had a tour company that ended up, when we reviewed all of their tours, that they were losing money on 14 of them. They didn't know it. So you've got to know what your margins are. And that tells you about the profit. So if you look at those five key areas, how many leads, what is the conversion rate, what are people spending with us on average, how many times do they typically buy, and what is my margin on this product or service, just that framework alone can turn a business around.
Jody, where can our listeners be in contact with you online and also get more information?
You can go to Action Coach Team Sage, so baseball team, and sage as in the color or the spice. So actioncoachteamsage.com is a direct link to our website. And they can always call the office, 305-285-9264.
Yeah, that good old-fashioned way never does go wrong. Now, in less than 60 seconds and customary on the show in conclusion, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you tell them?
Set yourself up to win. You know, put in whatever structures you must, get whatever resources around you must to ensure that you win. And keep in mind, saving a wage costs you a fortune. Make sure you get the right structure. Get the right people.
Good advice. She is Jody Johnson, president and co-owner of an Action Coach business coaching firm in Miami, Florida. Jody works with clients to help them realize their dreams through thriving and successful businesses. And the website of reference is actioncoachteamsage.com. Jody, thanks so much for joining us this morning on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.